Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Report out from the Department of Health in the last while. You know these reports that tell us the things we already knew? Yeah, they're very good at that in the Department of Health, to be fair. They're now telling us that CUH is understaffed. God almighty, tell us today is flipping Wednesday. Why don't you? They say that its workforce has increased at the slowest level in the country over the past 6 years. Well, 6 years between 2016 and 2022. It comes under a big long title, which I won't even go into, but it's just looking at employment trends in the health service. It also finds something else we always knew. That there's a whole pile of management in CUH and loads of admin, but there's a shortage of doctors and nurses and other such important people that you kind of need to run an efficient hospital. Now, they will come back and say, well, you know, CUH has increased its bed numbers over the last number of years. Well, that's fine, but what's the point of having increased bed numbers if you have no staff? I'll discuss this with Colin Porter. He's the Assistant Director of Industrial Relations with the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. And Colin, I don't want to, you know, sound kind of cynical here, but this is a great report telling us what we already knew. Good morning.
Morning, PJ, and thanks for having us on to discuss this topic. Yeah, I think your assessment of the report is absolutely correct. I mean, it's telling us what we already know is that there is not enough nurses and midwives within CUH. I suppose it does kind of paint CUH in a particularly bad picture over the years that the report covered between 2016 and 2022. And it does show that there's no doubt that CUH is an outlier when it comes to staff, and particularly nursing and midwifery staffing, compared to, you know, other similar size hospitals across the country. And it really does show that over that period of time that there was an underinvestment in staffing. So although I would say that in the more recent years, more effort has gone into, you know, the recruitment of nurses and midwives within CUH, and this is largely down to our members, you know, ringing the bell and saying that they're short staffed and whatnot, and that they need more staff, that this has come about. But the report does show that CUH is starting from a much lower base than the other Model 4 hospitals across the country. So look, they're kind of starting, even though good work is going on, they are starting from a lower base.
Yeah. The report finds that between 2016 and 2022, CUH put on 92 beds. But my reading of it, Colm, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right, you'll tell me, is the same or similar staff have had to stretch themselves across those 92 beds.
Absolutely, that's completely correct. There have been more beds got into COH, and a lot more are needed when you're going to look at the trolley figures that we would publish on a daily basis. But yeah, that essentially what it means, that you know that services have been expanding, but the staff haven't been expanding with them, and I suppose the situation has been made even more complicated in more recent times, because you'll know that the HSE has made a decision to impose a recruitment embargo for HSE staff, and although there have been some like derogations or exemptions for some, you know, categories of nurses and midwives in areas such as, you know, the emergency department or in critical care, and even nurses who are coming through the international recruitment pathway, which I must say, if that wasn't there, the international recruitment pathway, I don't know what COH or other hospitals would look like if we didn't have nurses coming in through that avenue. But that's made it even more complicated. I mean, just before the embargo was introduced, the figures provided to us was that the nursing and midwifery vacancies across COH and the maternity hospital was, you know, just below 169 whole time equivalent. Now I would suggest, now we don't have the figures of today, but I would definitely suggest that since the embargo has come in, that those figures have increased drastically. Yeah.
You mentioned the recruitment, the international recruitment, and like you say, how welcome it is to be able to bring in people internationally. Absolutely. But sure, we wouldn't need them if our own trained staff weren't leaving by the plane load. Like, we get calls every day from mums and dads that are heartbroken that their sons and daughters are going to Dubai or Canada or Australia. Some of them want to go. Some of them see doing their 2 years as part of growing up. And it is, but some parents are terrified they'll never come back. And when you talk to some of them who are going, they say, well, why would I go? Why would I stay? Yes, I'll have a job, but I've no house.
Yeah, I suppose that is, it's a chronic issue really for, like, I suppose we've got two pressure points when we talk to our members who are, you know, considering leaving. Like, so it's those who are at the start of their career, as you said, and that's, you know, a rite of passage for, we all kind of went away, you know, during our time, and we've come back to Ireland. But I think the big worry is that, you know, for nurses and midwives, they're leaving a health service that is under such pressure. The type of work they're doing, the complexity of patients are getting, you know, more complex, the population's growing, but the investment into the resources to provide safe, you know, high quality care isn't been matched. And I suppose the one thing that people will say to us is that their number one priority is to provide, you know, safe care to the patients that they're looking after, and the environment that they're working in at the minute makes that very difficult. And I suppose if you were, you know, in your early 20s and you were going off to Dubai or Australia or Canada or wherever it might be, you know, I think the HSE, you know, has a responsibility to, you know, to provide an offering to those people that at some stage in the future that it is an attractive place to work, and you shouldn't stay in Australia or whatever, and you should come back and apply the experience that you've gained elsewhere back in the Irish health system.
Well, of course, the thing is, Colm, you know, look, the jobs might be there and there's plenty work. There isn't a hospital in the country, especially COH,
absolutely,
that doesn't need good nurses. And from what you read, our quality of nurse qualification in this country is among the highest in the world, which explains very much why they're so in demand all over the world. But they're going and they're not coming back. And they're heartbroken that they can't come back because there's nowhere for them to live. And their parents are heartbroken that they won't come back because there's nowhere for them to live.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Yes, it is. It's the number one problem for nurses, midwives starting their careers. It's also the number one problem for nurses that have been recruited into the Irish health system internationally.
Yes, where are they living, by the way? The ones who were coming, the brilliant young nurses. And I was in hospital myself last October, Cullum, and I must have met a dozen different nationalities, each one more brilliant at their job than the one that went before them. Where are they living?
Yeah, I mean, they find it very, very tough. I mean, a lot of their recruitment agencies will provide accommodation to begin with. But, you know, of course, these are kind of experienced nurses that are coming from overseas as well. So they may be working in health systems in India or Saudi Arabia or whatever for 10 years. These are people who have families and children. So it's not as easy as just maybe one individual coming over to find accommodation in a house share or whatever. They're looking for accommodation.
One young doctor, and I know not a nurse, but one young doctor that I spoke to, he was a reg. He was from the Philippines. And we got chatting, and he said his family were back in Manila. He was here. He hadn't seen his wife in a year and a half. But he couldn't bring them over here because there was nowhere for them to live.
Absolutely. And that's a very common story that we'd hear from nurses as well in the same situation, whereby they haven't seen their young children for a long time, and I suppose the state, we can't offer them accommodation. It's absolutely something. Even our Cork HSE branch have actually, we've got our conference coming up next week, and they have put in a motion to say that more needs to be done by the HSE to come up with accommodation for nurses and for doctors who are in this situation.
It's going to sound like a silly question, Colin, but I'm old enough to remember when a lot of hospitals now. Okay, they were the religious-backed ones like the Bonds and places like that, but we'll just use for the... A lot of hospitals, and I think in the NHS they still have a block attached to the hospital of little apartments where some of the nurses and even some of the younger doctors might live or rent or wherever. Do we need to look down that road?
Absolutely. I think that's something that needs to be considered. I know there's been, some talk, you may call them empty words from the likes of the Department of Health and the politicians around this, but it's something that really needs to be looked in as a matter of priority. And as well, like areas like, I know you have Dublin, but also Cork is in a very similar situation when it comes to, providing or, people who are working, earning what a nurse may be earning at that stage of their career. And it's very tough to, enter the market to get accommodation. So there does need to be something there. Okay. If you want to provide, high quality healthcare, we need to provide that support to people as well, even if it is just for, an initial period of time to get people set up. But yes, something needs to be done because it is one of the main deterrents for people. As you said, there's jobs going everywhere, but those jobs need to be matched by some form of good quality of life as well, and that includes good housing.
Can I ask you lastly, Cullum, and I know it's something that I haven't prepared you beforehand, but you may have a comment on it. I spoke last week with Chris Luke and with a woman whose mother had been in the emergency department. This pantomime that occurs when a minister comes within an ass's roar of the emergency department. That is, as Chris puts it quite eloquently, the only thing you can't get is the smell of fresh bread. That must drive your members bonkers.
Oh, absolutely, it does. As I've kind of said that, and you'll know, PJ, as well, that we collect the trolley figures every day, and we have done so since 2006. And, you know, you could be cynical about it and say, but, you know, whenever we do see a dignitary or a politician visit in any EDs across, you know, Cork, that the trolley numbers and whatnot do seem to reduce. And,
plummet, you know, is the word you're looking for. Colin might help you there. They plummet because they read your reports every day.
And that is, look, but I suppose the thing is, you know, that may happen on a day, but you have to look at the trends over a long period of time, and the trends with people who are, you know, on trolleys who are sick enough to be admitted to a hospital but don't have a hospital bed, the trend for that is only going in one direction, and unfortunately that's going up. And I mean, there are these, you know, restructures of the health HSE that are currently in train, but it really has to be the number one priority for the new HSC Southwest health region once it kind of comes into place.
Must be infuriating, though, to see the cleaning crew arriving down like a SWAT team to clean out the department. Yeah. It really must be. Colin, thank you for that. Colin Porter, Assistant Director of Industrial Relations with the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. We covered a lot of ground there, to be fair. But CUH... in this report, I'd give you the title of it. They needed a very big front page for this. It was an examination of trends in activity, expenditure and workforce in publicly funded acute hospitals in Ireland. Try it again. An examination of trends in activity, expenditure and workforce in publicly funded acute hospitals in Ireland. In other words, hospital staffing report. CUH is understaffed. In other news, water is wet.
Cork's 96 FM.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.